Seattle, top of the eighth. Ketel Marte, an inside the park two-run homer. Diamondbacks up 7-2 on the Braves, bottom six. Brandon Belt, go-ahead RBI double. Giants with a 2-1 lead on the Pirates, top of the eighth. Finals, Yankees took care of the Reds 9-5. Didi Gregorius hit his fourth home run in the last three games. Evan Longoria, three hits, two RBI, two runs scored. Rays beat the Orioles 5-1. A pair of division leaders meet up on Wednesday Night Baseball. The NL Central's Brewers visit the NL East Nationals. Pregame in 30 minutes on ESPN Radio. Astros ace Dallas Keuchel out since June 2nd with a pinched nerve in his neck will return to the rotation Friday night against the Tigers. NFL, the Vikings and defensive end Everson Griffin agreed to a four-year extension worth $58 million. Browns rookie defensive end Miles Garrett has fully recovered from a foot sprain and will be on the field when training camp opens tomorrow.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Gentlemen, JCPenney is celebrating Black Friday in July. This Friday and Saturday, save with amazing spotlight deals at Black Friday prices, like up to 60% off brands like Stafford, J. Farrar, Foundry, and more, including big and tall sizes, and select items like $7.99 St. John's Bay polos and shorts for $9.99. Plus, this is the only time of the year you can stack on your coupon and save an extra $10 on top of Black Friday prices. Hurry, and Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 7/26 to 7/29 on select items in-store and at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy is on. NASCAR News now.
It's been the biggest news in the last week or so. Alex Bowman has been named the new driver of the Hendrick Motorsports number 88 Chevrolet starting next season.
It's been a complete dream come true. A little bit overwhelming, but just so thankful and appreciative for the opportunity. For Nationwide and Exalta to support me, and Dale for everything he's done. But you know, a lot of really cool stuff happened this week. I was able to kind of share everything on Thursday with my dad at the shop with us. And I grew up in a body shop. He owns a small body shop back home in Tucson. And so I got to take him through the Exalta Center, which was really cool because, I mean, that's his world. I like literally couldn't get him to leave. So to make it here, it's like I said, it's just a dream come true.
So how does Dale Earnhardt Jr. feel about the choice for the 88 car?
He's very dependable as far as his ability to go out there and run the line and get the speed out of the car. So I'm excited about his future next year. I'm going to be there with him and that team. That team means an incredible amount to me. We have so many folks on that team that I've got such strong relationships with. So I want to be a part of that going forward. And I want to be able to continue to help Alex in whatever way he needs.
You might remember Alex filled in for Dale Earnhardt Jr. in 10 races last season and had a pole at Phoenix and then 3 top 10s during that entire stint. Not too bad at all. It's no wonder he got the ride.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
When Flo flows, she flows in the know. Mind ruminates, the rates. Shown them all, I heed the call. Seeing the rest, I choose the best. Sometimes it's ours, sometimes it's not. When the fox walks, is it called a fox trot?
That's a real question.
Compare Progressive direct rates with competitors' rates. Visit progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get to JCPenney for Black Friday in July. This Friday and Saturday only, find spotlight deals at Black Friday prices, like up to 60% off home items. And discover this gem, a 1-carat total weight diamond pendant and earring set for just $79.99 after coupon. Plus, this is the only time of the year you can stack on your coupon and save an extra $10 on top of Black Friday prices. Black Friday in July and Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 7/26 to 7/29 on select items in store and at jcp.com. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
5:06, welcome in hour number two of the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, our producer, sitting on the other side of the glass, and you, wherever you're listening to us, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, our historic main gym frequency, KGYM radio, with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Great show in progress. Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago will join us coming up in about 20 minutes. The Bears have reported to camp in Bourbonnais today, and Mike Glennon is the starting quarterback of the Bears. Mark Sanchez is number two, and Mitchell Trubisky will begin as the number three quarterback. That's according to John Fox and Adam Pace today. We've also got some baseball to talk about with Chris Emma. Cubs and White Sox in the middle of the Crosstown Classic, and lo and behold, no surprise here, but Cubs pitcher John Lackey being short with the media today when asked about yesterday's performance, and specifically a conversation that was caught on camera in the dugout between Lackey and Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo, in which Rizzo didn't necessarily seem to be all that happy that Lackey was hitting White Sox players. And according to Gordon Whitmire, the Chicago Sun-Times, Lackey told reporters it was none of their business what was talked about, and then said none of your business when asked two or three follow-up questions. So it's nice to see that at least one member of the Cubs is in midseason form. 319-366-1600. I want to get back to the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line here as we were talking in hour number one, the back half of hour number one, about the New York Times CTE study that was released. I believe it was Stanford that did the study. The New York Times is the one that wrote the story. But we've got a lot of people that have texted us. We took a couple phone calls on it, and we can take a couple more if you want to call 319-366-1600, because I think there's a lot of stuff worth getting to here. 7534 says, hopefully we'll see proper tackling technique instead of headhunters looking to make the highlights. I'm in my mid-40s and love football, but unless something drastically changes, my 7-month-old son will never play at any level. 6717, how would 111 people off the street look if they were tested? I'm no scientist, but I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to guess that if you tested 111 people, random people off the street, the return would not be 110.
I think that's a safe bet.
But, look, this is the world that we live in now, where you can be presented with something that has science backing it, and you can... I'm going to bite my lip here and bite my tongue, but it blows my mind that you can have it. And then there's people like Jerry Jones, who runs the Cowboys, and well, rich, successful guy. He's not an idiot off the street. And Jerry Jones, I don't know, football, there's no tie to that. How much more of this do we have to go through? If there's 100, and then of course there's bias there, because these are families that said, we want you to look at their brain. Or in some cases, like Dave Duerson, I want you to look at my brain, because he left the instructions when he killed himself. I believe he shot himself in the heart.
Correct.
So that his brain would be intact for them to study. So it's not 111 random NFL players. It's 111 players or family members of players who felt that, look, something is not right here. And we went through this with Tyler Sash and listened to his parents, and it's still heartbreaking to listen to them. And I think a lot of us that knew Tyler Sash or had interactions with him realized that at some point between the time that he left Iowa and the time that he died, something was drastically different. And I think you got to take this seriously, and you got to do what you can. And the problem is, like that paragraph that I read, where it says it's not necessarily the now that's a this is opinion, the way that it's written. So for those of you the truthers out there that want to come back and say it's not scientifically proven, the paragraph is worded, it's the opinion of some researchers that the issue is actually maybe 15, 20 minor knocks over the course of a game rather than one Bob Sanders helmet-to-helmet hit that gives you a concussion. And so that's a theory at this point. But that would have me even more concerned because, as I said, then the guy that gets pulled out of the game and put into concussion protocol is actually better off, possibly, than the guys that are still on the field who think there's nothing wrong with them because, well, I don't have a concussion. Something's going to have to give somewhere along the way here. And I don't think football is ever going to be completely dead, but we've spent now the better part of, well, even since I've been covering this over 15 years, the helmets have changed in 15 years from when I first started covering the University of Iowa to where they are now. They've changed the design of the helmets. They've done a number of other things to try to preach player safety. And I don't know, because you've got, when you think about it, you've got hundreds of thousands of people across the country from peewee football on up who are teaching kids how to play the game. Okay, how many of those 100,000 people, let's make it 100 just to hypothetically work with me here. There are 100 youth football coaches. Let's make it youth football coaches. Even though if you are a youth football coach, I don't want you to think that I'm picking specifically on you. Let's take 100 youth football coaches. How many do you think would be able to teach proper technique universally across the board?
What is proper technique?
Well, and that's, again, open to interpretation.
I was taught how to tackle is you put your face mask right through somebody's chest and drive. That is clearly not a safe way to tackle. And it's interesting because I know someone that plays rugby. And something that they told me, I found a little bit hard to believe, but once I thought about it for a second, it made a lot of sense. He said to me, if you want to make football safer, get rid of the face mask. Get rid of the helmet. And I thought, wow, that doesn't make any sense. The reason that football is as dangerous as it is because the helmet and the head is used as a weapon.
Guys feel they're invincible because they've
exactly.
got a helmet and a face mask.
And they're not.
It's kind of like a seatbelt in a car. I can drive as fast as I want. I've got my seatbelt fastened.
And I'm not just talking about helmet-to-helmet hits. I'm talking about every down for offensive and defensive linemen. They are firing off the ball with their face masks first and using their heads as a weapon, and it's almost taught. And for the last 30, 40, as long as this game has been around, that's been the way it has been taught. And on the defensive side of the football, you see it in the defensive backfield, you see it in the linebacking core. It's the same thing. When you tackle, you are taught to have your face mask first, or at least you were, and now you're starting to see some of those tactics, those rugby tactics, they call it rugby tackling, actually, in the NFL. The Seahawks do it. There are a lot of college football programs that are teaching it, trying to keep the head out of the tackle completely, and you can never fully do that. But I think that beyond anything, if you want to make it, like you said, football's never going to be fully safe, but Dartmouth, their football program does not, they do zero tackling. I believe they do zero contact in their practices. Beyond anything that happens on Saturdays or Sundays or whenever the games happen, the contact that players are taking every single day in practice can't help anything either.
70-70, who would have ever taught a kid to tackle somebody by putting their face mask right in the middle of someone's chest? That's crazy. Block, maybe. Tackle, no. I'm gonna say this. Alex did leave his sandals behind in the room in Chicago.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, maybe there's a correlation here. 319-366-1600. This isn't just a football issue. It's a contact sport issue, 33-40, and I completely agree. There's no sport out there that is completely safe. Now, obviously, contact sport, football is the sport that features the most contact. But in baseball, you can take a 98-mile-an-hour heater to the head. I've seen it done before. Basketball, you can certainly have some nasty spills and some issues. Soccer, I'm sorry, football, European football.
Soccer has a bigger concussion, a much bigger concussion problem than a lot of people think. It is a very big issue, especially in leagues in Europe where guys are getting concussions because they're not looking, they're looking at the ball and they're running into each other all the time. So, this is not, I think that football, it's the hot topic because it's very obvious to see how this thing is, these things are happening. But yeah, hockey, other sports, and even soccer, it is a problem even in soccer.
So if Kirk Ferentz listens to the station, he's probably not catching the last 40 minutes. He's probably catching the couple yuck stories that are coming up to try to lighten the tone here. But we move from a very serious discussion about CTE and the New York Times article yesterday to a story about Atlanta wide receiver Julio Jones, who was water skiing over the weekend. This is TMZ. Water skiing over the weekend and lost a $150,000 diamond earring in Lake Lanier. Not quite sure where that's at. He's got a $71 million contract. If you lost a $150,000 diamond earring, what would you do?
I would be very angry.
Yeah, but you've got $71 million in the bank.
It's $150,000.
He hired a full dive team to attempt to locate the $150,000. I don't know what it costs to hire a full dive team, but it's probably a fairly decent amount of money, almost or not quite equal to the $150,000 diamond earring. 65 feet of water, and to no one's surprise, they have so far failed to locate the earring. If I made $71 million and I lost a $150,000 diamond earring, I'd be a little disappointed. I would call it a day, and then I would go to Hertine and Stocker, and I would say, I need another $150,000 earring, please. I was an idiot and lost mine this weekend.
Now, what if you dropped a watch like we saw on Braylon Edwards into a lake? Would you hire a dive team?
Yeah, that had to have been a custom job that Braylon Edwards was wearing yesterday. If you missed it, we caught up with a couple new members of the Big Ten Network in James Laurinaitis out of Ohio State and Michigan's Braylon Edwards. And Braylon Edwards not only had custom monogrammed shirt sleeves, a monogram is usually your initials. He had his full name. And then the watch that he was wearing. And I I took a picture and I sent it to Tyler. And for two reasons. One, Tyler was a watch guy. And two, Braylon Edwards is like one of his favorite players. And I knew he would be mad that he wasn't in Chicago to meet Braylon Edwards. And how many hundreds of diamonds were on that thing?
I don't even want to venture to guess. That thing had to be more than $150,000.
The last time I bought a watch, I think I paid $12 for one at Target because I wanted something on vacation when we were going to the beach so I didn't have to have my phone with me all the time. And I like watches. Watches are okay, but I have my phone on me. My phone has a clock. I usually just look at the phone. That's actually what most people use their phones for. Actually, making phone calls is way down on the list now. The number one use, at least it was the last time that the data came out, was, oh yeah, I use it to know what time it is. And this didn't sit well with the boss who was in Chicago because he made fun of us for, while you young people are digging in your pockets for your phones, I can look at my wrist and tell what time it is. He did have a very valid point. And it was a very impressive watch.
How much do you think that thing cost?
Oh, man. 7409 says one word, insurance. Yeah, well, when you got that money, when you got $71 million, how much of that's guaranteed? I'm guessing a good chunk of it.
I think he just re-signed.
Those guys probably aren't too worried about insurance. I'm going to guess that was probably... I bet that was a six-figure watch.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
if one easily. Diamond for Julio Jones costs $150,000, that watch on Braylon Edwards, I would venture to guess definitely in the six figures.
319-366-1600. Chris Emma from WSCR in Chicago is going to be joining us in 10 minutes. We'll talk a little Bears football and more with him. Kyle has another update on the big board. He'll bring that to you after the break as well. Ed Creech from MLBTradeRumors.com set to join the program at 6:05, and the 6 o'clock showdown on the way for you tonight as well. 6:35, someone's going to win a chance to go see the Cedar Rapids Colonels, who are on the road tonight taking on the Peoria Chiefs. They'll be back home in a couple days. We'll have details for you in hour number 3. 5:23. I've had a hard time telling what time it is the last 2 days. If only there was something that they made that I could put on somewhere within view, within eyesight,
how
to
timely.
Tell what time it is. How timely. Yes. 319-366-1600. 5:23. The Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn will continue after this.
Before you experience the spinning, eating, and competing thrills of the Iowa State Fair, experience the thrill of saving over 30% on gate admission before August 9th. Visit iowastatefair.org to print your advanced admission tickets at home with no extra fees. Or, while supplies last, purchase advanced admission tickets at participating Iowa Hy-Vee and Hy-Vee drugstores, Fairway stores, and Central Iowa Price Chopper and Cash Saver stores, or the Iowa State Fair ticket office. Visit iowastatefair.org or a participating retailer today to save. The Iowa State Fair, August 10th through the 20th in Des Moines. Nothing compares to these savings, and be sure to discover new rides and old favorites at the Iowa State Fair's thrill parks. Nothing compares to the thrills
at the Iowa State Fair. Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Come rock the chalk in downtown Iowa City. This unique chalk art event is presented by Midwest Fun Bank, and the fun is free for the whole family. Come see beautiful chalk art displays, pick up some chalk and create your own masterpiece, and enjoy excellent live music. Join in this family celebration of creativity Friday, August 11th at the corner of Clinton and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Chalk this one up to a super duper time with Midwest One. Get all the details at rockthechalkic.com.
Your kids can't wait to play football, so sign them up for the Metro Youth Football Association's 2017 season. There's a new flag football program for third graders with pads to introduce tackle techniques with no kid-to-kid contact. Fourth through eighth graders play tackle, and everybody will learn and have a blast. Your child's safety is Metro Youth's first priority, with only high-quality fitted youth equipment and all coaches certified with USA Football. Practice begins August 14th, and equipment fittings have already started. So register now at MetroYouthFootball.com.
526, welcome back to the Todd Bromwell Camp Show, along with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, our producer, joining us shortly for another Big Board update. Jeff Johnson at the Cedar Rapids Gazette is covering the Class 4A state baseball tournament tonight at Principal Park in Des Moines, where they've run into some weather issues. JJ tweeted a while ago that the plan is still to play two games at Principal Park tonight. So they're going to try their best to get three of the four games that were scheduled today in. But that fourth game, and Kyle will tell you about it here in just a second, is probably in limbo and probably going to have to be played somewhere else tomorrow, because Principal Park will be in use with the other state tournament games that are going on. And speaking of Kyle, he's made his way into the studio. It's funny how that works. Kyle Mann here now with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One with over 40 locations across the corridor for your banking needs.
The Iowa baseball team defeated the Iowa Valley League All-Stars last night 7-4 in an exhibition at Duane Banks Field. Kyle Crowell finished 2-for-3 with 3 RBI, and 4 Iowa pitchers combined to strike out 12 and hold the Iowa Valley Leaguers to just 4 hits. They'll actually play another exhibition right there in Iowa City with Red Top Sports tomorrow night at 7. The Cedar Rapids Colonels announced a couple departures today, the first being pitcher Griffin Jax. We spoke with Jax a few weeks ago about this move, which comes as no surprise because Jax has left to report for active duty in the Air Force. Another pitcher, right-hander Eduardo Del Rosario, was promoted to Fort Myers. The Colonels haven't yet announced any corresponding moves, so their roster currently holds only 23 players. They've still got a game to play tonight in Peoria, with Tyler Beardsley taking on Fredaris Parra, beginning at 7 o'clock. Today at the Iowa State Baseball Tournament at Principal Park, earlier today, reigning champion Cedar Rapids Prairie lost to Waukee 1-0. Johnston and Linmar were scheduled to start at 1:30, are now going to start at 6. Iowa City at West and Cedar Rapids Washington will play afterwards, and the fourth game, Dowling and Mason City, has been postponed to sometime tomorrow. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Irvin Santana and the Twins taking on the Dodgers in another nightcap. That game's going to be on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and will start shortly after 9 o'clock.
Twins are in an interesting position right now. I think they're still in second place in the American League Central, but they're right around the 500 mark, so I can't imagine that they're going to be doing anything too heavy over the next couple days. It is the 26th of July, so we're 4 days away from the MLB trade deadline, 4.5, because I think the deadline's usually 2 in the afternoon or something like that on the 31st. We've got a poll question for you related to the MLB trade deadline. And we'll be talking about this with Ed Creech when he joins us tonight at 6:05 from MLBTradeRumors.com. Which pitcher is most likely to be moved prior to the MLB trade deadline? Oakland's Sonny Gray, Detroit's Justin Verlander, or Texas's Yu Darvish? Why would the Rangers move Yu Darvish? Well, they'd have to jump 4 teams as it is right now to get the second AL wild card. So if I had a vote, I think it's Sonny Gray, and I think Sonny Gray is going to be wearing pinstripes. But I didn't. That's now what color pinstripe? No, he's going to be in the Bronx, I think.
I think a lot of people agree with you that the Yankees are ready to contend this year. But if you're the Milwaukee Brewers, there's another team in a very interesting position as far as what they are going to do if they're going to make a major move at the trade deadline, and luckily we have Ed Creech to sort that out for us, because them and the Twins are in very, very precarious situations.
They got Anthony Swarzak from the White Sox while we were in Chicago, and I think that's a good pickup. Bolsters Milwaukee's bullpen a little bit. But there's some Brewers fans out there that are on the fence about what this team's going to do moving forward. So plenty of baseball talk to come with Ed Creech. But we'll talk football, specifically Bears football, with Chris Emma from WSCR in Chicago next.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi on the baseball diamond. Red Sox ace Chris Sale added to his American League leading strikeout total with 11 more today. He's now got 211 on the season. Gave up 3 hits in 7 shutout innings. Rafael Devers' first big league hit, a home run. Boston leads the Mariners 4-0, bottom 9. Ketel Marte, a 2-run inside the park home run. Diamondbacks leading the Braves 8-2, bottom 7. Finals, Brandon Belt, go-ahead RBI double, bottom 7. Giants edge the Pirates 2-1. Didi Gregorius homered for the fourth time. The last 3 games, Yankees beat the Reds 9-5. Alex Cobb, 7 solid innings, a run, 4 hits, 6 strikeouts. Rays with a 5-1 victory over the Orioles. Astros ace Dallas Keuchel returns to the rotation Friday against the Tigers. He's been out since June 2nd with a pinched nerve in his neck. NFL, Vikings and defensive end Everson Griffin agreed to a 4-year, $58 million extension, $34 million guaranteed for injury at signing. Browns rookie defensive end Miles Garrett, fully recovered from a foot sprain, is ready for training camp, which opens up tomorrow. The Jets claim former Cowboys receiver Lucky Whitehead off waivers.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Well, Greeny, we're halfway through another baseball season, and we're really seeing some players who stand out as winners.
Kind of like business travelers who win at business by staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites.
That's because you can put your La Quinta Returns loyalty points to work on the spot with instant free nights.
Just drive up with no reservation and instantly redeem points for a free night that same night simply by using the La Quinta app.
It's like hitting a grand slam.
With an app instead of a bat.
Well played.
Prepare to win at business by learning more about instant free nights and check out the summer rates at LQ.com.
When smart businesses need to grow their team, they do it on the site proven to deliver, Indeed.com. According to an independent study, Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, more hires than the rest combined. And right now we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, boosting your listing and relevant search results. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
5:35. It feels good to say this. It's the halfway point of the program. We've been thrown off the last 2 days in Chicago at Big Ten Media Days. If you missed any of our coverage, check it out online, kgymradio.com. Podcasts from both days at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place available for you there. 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM, KGYM Radio. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, producer Kyle Mann, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. And let's keep this going with our first guest of the day. It's funny we brought Chicago up, because it's Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago, who I imagine is spending a lot of time in Bourbonnais these days because the Bears have opened training camp. And Chris, the big story today is it looks like Mitchell Trubisky is going to open the year, at least day one, as the number three quarterback with the Bears.
Greetings from Bourbonnais. Yeah, you're exactly right. Settling down here for training camp beginning tomorrow, the Bears reported today, and naturally, the storyline was the quarterback situation, one which will continue on throughout most of the year. Bears got out in front of it, made it clear, as they have all along, that Mike Glennon is the starter. Mark Sanchez is the number two for the Bears, and with that, Mitchell Trubisky's development begins. He's not, I wouldn't really consider him part of the depth chart at the moment until they deem him completely ready. It's like, well, instead of being medically cleared, except they just want to see that he's mentally cleared and able to go through all the hurdles of the NFL season. They're going to take their time, do their due diligence with Mitchell Trubisky. Ultimately, he'll be ready to go. At some point this year, you could see him ready to go, but the Bears are moving forward with Mike Leonard as their starter.
The Bears experienced injuries at pretty much every position last year, and today Ryan Pace was supposed to announce whether any players were going to begin training camp on the physically unable to perform list. What update did he give in that regard?
Physicals were still going on throughout the afternoon as players kind of checked in throughout the day. So nothing as far as definitive answers, but Ryan Pace did offer some optimism, specifically for the status of Danny Trevathan. Now, he had that brutal, gruesome knee injury last year, a ruptured patellar tendon. If you want to Google the medical details of that, by all means, go ahead. It's not pretty. It's not a good injury to have. But all indications are that Danny Trevathan has recovered well from that injury. Initially, there was a fear that he would start the season on the PUP list. Now it looks like that's something that could be avoided. I'd imagine they'll take their time with him and working him back. You know, they have some depth at inside linebacker led by Nick Kwiatkowski moving in next to Jarrell Freeman. They'll take their time with Danny Trevathan. But him not being on the PUP list, if that proves to be true, that's a big win for the Bears. Then, of course, there's Zach Miller, who's working his way back from broken foot, which required surgery last year. And then Kyle Long as well, who is recovering from ankle surgery late November to December, and a recovery of that shoulder as well, done without surgery. So those are the three names on the injury front to follow, led by Trevathan. We'll get more clarity tomorrow. We'll see what the Bears do as they break out for their first practice of training camp. But potentially good news on the injury front there.
You brought up Kyle Long, and he, like you said, recovering from some ankle injury. What was the last update that we were given about him? Because there was a lot of concern about his status heading into the season.
Well, it wasn't just the ankle, too. Like I said, it was the torn labrum that happened about a year ago. Midway through training camp last year in August, he suffered a torn labrum in New England when they were practicing there. Played through it during the season. Once the gruesome ankle injury happened last year, of course, he was set to have surgery shortly after. The thought was that he was going to have surgery for that shoulder in February, and the doctor said, you can just let this heal naturally and go without surgery while recovering from that ankle injury. So it's been kind of murky details as to the status for Long. He was not part of their offseason program on the field, though he was, of course, in the building rehabbing. We'll see if he's ready tomorrow. That's one of those where it's going to go through the physical, which probably has happened already, and we'll find out tomorrow what his status is.
Chris Emma from 670 The Score in Chicago joining us from Bourbonnais, Illinois, where the Chicago Bears have held their training camp for the last several years. Remember, if you're going to go check out Bears training camp this year, they want you to download that free ticket before you go. Jordan Howard is a guy who broke onto the scene last year. I think everybody expected a former Big Ten running back to be in the backfield for the Bears last year, but it wasn't necessarily Jordan Howard. He said he came to camp out of shape last year. What type of shape is he in this year?
He's noticeably slimmer, and he said he's dropped his body fat by about 2%. So he looks good, and you know, he says that the speed is up. Jordan spent a lot of time this offseason working on kind of fine-tuning his game and becoming a more versatile back. You know, he wasn't a guy who's going to blow away from defensive backs and get down the field and just speed by everybody. He's got some power to his game as well, but you're seeing to become or try to become a more all-around back, and it's going to be really interesting to see how he kind of works with that. You know, Ryan Pace talked about it today, that when you see Jordan Howard without the pads on and just kind of in their underwear, as John Fox would say, he's not going to blow you away or really impress you that much. But when you see him with the pads on, you see the pad level and the way that he uses his space, he's got such natural instincts that he gets contact. Howard's really an impressive player. So if he's able to be a little bit quicker, faster, and, of course, stronger, he's just going to be even better.
I think that the Bears draft, the 2017 draft, really raised some eyebrows. Some people say that it's more of a developmental draft. There are a lot of developmental projects there. If there's one player that you think could come in right away and at least play in his first year, who do you think that player will be?
I think it's got to be Adam Shaheen. I mean, you know, the baby Gronk, as they call him. You know, of course, the natural adjustment for him will be how he handles the contact and the speed of this NFL game after playing at a lower level with Ashland University. His adjustment to this level is going to be so much different than any other player coming from the college game. Excuse me. So, but you see the way that Shaheen plays in practice. He's such an impressive specimen. I mean, he's out there making plays in traffic and practice, and he really looks natural with his ability to go up and get the football. Not to mention the important fact that he's huge out there. He really stands out above the crowd. So it's going to be really interesting to see the adjustment of Adam Shaheen to this level. If he can make that kind of swing and have no issues with settling into this kind of role, he can be an impact player on this defense. And I'll give you one more name as well, and that's Eddie Jackson, because that safety spot next to Quinton Dempsey is going to be wide open. Bears have seen a lot of Adrian Amos and Harold Jones-Cordy the last 2 years. They drafted Eddie Jackson to try to be that guy who can step in, make an impact in the secondary. I know he was recovering from that injury last year at Alabama. Supposedly healthy. We'll see what his availability is tomorrow. But Eddie Jackson could be a welcome addition to that secondary. And that's a guy with takeaways in his past from Alabama, playing at the highest level of college football. So we'll see how he can translate to this game. But that would be a welcome addition in the secondary.
Speaking of the secondary, last season the defense really struggled with takeaways. I think only forced 11 takeaways all season. How different is the secondary going to look in 2017?
You know, the difference in the secondary isn't, you know, they don't have any elite names back there. And they swung and missed on some of their free agent priorities. I was in the mindset that they might look for somebody like Jamal Adams and top of the draft, and instead they went with the quarterback and Trubisky. When you look at the secondary as a whole, it's not about the guys that they've added as much as the improvements that they've made from last year, because they went from below replacement level players in that secondary to guys who are anywhere from, you know, decent to good at their position. Prince Mukamara is an upgrade over what they had before. Marcus Cooper is certainly an upgrade, and I'm really interested to see how he fits. Dempsey is an upgrade as well, and while he's 31 years of age, that's somebody who can start taking away the football as well. And then I mentioned that fourth spot and that other spot in the secondary at safety with a position battle yet to be determined. So the secondary, I think, is in a much better place than it was a year ago. Granted, they've worked through trying to find some spare parts and see what they have for those positions. Of course, if you look at names like Kyle Fuller and Jonathan Banks trying to make this roster, period. I asked Ryan Pace about Kyle Fuller today, and he didn't exactly give a ringing endorsement, saying that he's looking forward to the evaluation of him, essentially. So they have a lot of different answers they need to find in that secondary. The competition at both corner and that safety spot is going to be fierce, but you're going to see a better Bears secondary come week one.
What about Kevin White? For the third year in a row, the Bears are talking about having two number one draft picks out there on the field this year. How is he health-wise?
Yeah, Kevin White is 100%. Ryan Pace said today that he won't be limited. They're not going to do anything to maneuver with his reps. Kevin White is going to be a full go. and the Bears would love to see him come out and win that number one receiver spot. Now, my question marks with Kevin White involved, how is he going to look and how is he going to be able to move after the important fact that he's had two surgeries on the same leg? So there are a lot of question marks with how effective Kevin White is going to be. He's had to really show a lot starting in this training camp, but the Bears would love nothing more than to see him come out there and be that number one target that they drafted with the 7th overall pick. He's got a lot to prove here, and he's got plenty of competition in that spot, but hopefully, as they would say, see what Kevin White can be for this team.
Speaking of first-round draft picks, Leonard Floyd. We saw flashes of him being a very capable edge rusher last year, but we also saw him go through some injuries, concussions, neck injuries, you name it, he had it. How careful do you think the Bears are going to be during this training camp with him, given his recent injury history?
Well, the concussion thing is a different and more concerning issue because he had two of them last year, one of which had him taken off in a stretcher into the hospital, that one in New York. So there's a lot of worries with Leonard Floyd and, you know, his health long-term. Forget it. But when you have two concussions like that, it's very concerning as to what, you know, how he's going to react, because he said he spent several weeks to a month in, like, essentially treating himself for this concussion. The effects didn't die down at the season. And that's one thing you really got to monitor with him. That, of course, takes priority with everything. In terms of the rest of his body, you know, his durability came into question when, you know, these conditions and bruises were really getting to him. He was missing practices. Vic Fangio was really frustrated talking about the availability. But when Leonard Floyd was out there, you saw an effective pass rusher who's really able to use that quickness to get off the edge and have it. Well, now he's even a little bit bigger and stronger. He looks noticeably more built than he came in a year ago. You know, he doesn't look like that NBA small forward anymore. Positive sign. So you want to see Leonard Floyd begin to use his entire arsenal, not just that speed threat, which is always going to be the lead for his game, but you want to see him become more comfortable with his hands and try to beat guys off the edge with different maneuvers. The future is really bright for him. And you saw last year when he finished with 9 sacks and was 3rd in the NFL in for rookies in sacks. But there's a lot of things to really like about Leonard Floyd could become. But, of course, it's about the injury history and that durability, and that's where it starts.
Chris, I know you're in Bourbonnais, but I am assuming that you're keeping one eye on the south side of Chicago tonight as the series shifts to Guaranteed Rate Field. What were your thoughts on yesterday's Cubs-White Sox game and the beanball war that broke out?
It was weird. It was just a really weird game, kind of one of those classic Cubs-White Sox contests where the beanball thing was there. Chris Bryant getting ejected. I mean, you're talking about a guy who I never heard him swear in my life. He didn't even swear at the home plate umpire, Lance Barksdale. He must have said something completely benign, as Joe Maddon put it, to really get ejected. I can't imagine what it was. I asked him. He wouldn't say. That was a weird part of the game. You mentioned the beanball war, which was a little bit overblown, but because it is these two teams, it gets interesting. John Lackey said his approach is to pitch these guys inside, especially the meat of the order. But he hit the bases loaded as he did. Not something you want to see every day, especially if you're a pitcher. Then came the obvious retaliation from Chris Beck of the White Sox. To which Lackey said, yeah, I don't blame him for doing that. I would have done the same thing. So it was an entertaining game. When you look at these two teams, of course, and then the other team, the White Sox, can be better by losing. So, of course, the White Sox give everything they got. It seems like they all seem to have Cubs' number, despite the circumstances or who's contending where, what's going on. The White Sox are better off losing these games, and I would not be surprised if they come out and sneak one tonight or tomorrow.
Last question before we let you go, Chris, and great stuff as always, but what would you like to see the Cubs do before the trade deadline? What do you think they need to address?
You know, it's nice, and they're able to work something out for another starting pitcher, top-end guy, whether it's Sonny Gray or Justin Verlander. I say make the move, but they really don't have the plethora of prospects anymore after giving up on the deal last year, Eloy Jimenez and the Quintana deal. So if you can make sense of a starting pitcher that helps you and makes you certainly better for this year, I say go for it. Now, the strategy I'm looking for there, salary, a lot of the remaining salary of Justin Verlander, take the money off the books for the Tigers, a team that looks to be rebuilding and planning for the future, or at least for a quicker turnaround next year. And then, of course, when you're looking at the Tigers, the Cubs will be making those phone calls on Alex Avila, who's a great option, a great competitor in that seven, an outstanding year at the plate, a breakout year for him, quality left-handed bat, and a great teammate, somebody who is really respected throughout the league as a player and as a guy in the clubhouse. I know the White Sox loved him last year, regarded. He's somebody who really fits the Cubs mold well. And you look at tonight with Victor Caratini in the lineup for the Cubs, it's a rare day off for Wilson Contreras. He needs more time off because you have a quality young player like this who's been so instrumental in the middle of that Cubs order hitting cleanup. You got to give this guy his rest and make sure that he's going to be okay. It's paramount, guys, that they get that catcher, that they find somebody who can help out with take off the workload of Wilson Contreras and better this lineup going forward, because if Wilson Contreras is wearing down if you late in the season, that's trouble.
Great stuff as always, Chris. You can follow along with him on Twitter at CEMMA670. Have fun down there in Bourbonnais.
Hey, take care. Have a good one.
And if you or your loved ones ever have tragedy befall you while in Bourbonnais, there's only one funeral home which you should give your business to, and that's the Clancy Gernon Funeral Home, located in Bourbonnais, but they do have several other locations across the state as well. I may or may not have gone to college with their funeral director, one of their funeral directors. 5:51, it's always nice to know.
I was wondering why you knew that.
It's good to have people in places.
You got people.
I've never been to Bourbonnais in my life, though. But if I do, and I happen to die there, I know who's taking care of my body. 5:51. Time to take a quick break. We come back. We'll have the story for you about the record-breaking 101-year-old woman in the 100-meter dash, and Kyle's going to have a big board update for you as well. Are they playing baseball in Des Moines at the state tournament? He can answer that for you next.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
Hey boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going
to
be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through, but they had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at ineedmycomputerstowork.com before it's too late.
Jepacco is a local financial cooperative that gives back to its members, like me. Just for keeping and growing my savings and services with them, my share was $200. They call it thank yous. Extra money I use to spoil the grandkids. And it makes me feel like $1 million.
At a financial cooperative, members are owners. It's member participation that powers Jepacco Community Credit Union. Thank yous is money in your pocket for your participation in the credit union through saving, borrowing, and spending. Last year, Jepacco members shared in more than $2.85 million in thank yous. How will you use yours?
Get a gym membership.
Go to the movies.
Donate it to charity.
Pay down my student loan.
Add to my retirement savings.
Buy that purse I just saw.
Learn more at dupacco.com/thank yous. Participate, cooperate, accumulate. The more you use Jepacco, the more you're thanked. Equal housing opportunity, federally insured by NCUA.
Austin, we've got your game.
Dave Austed here from Austed's Golf. We're dedicated to helping you play your best and look your best. Our certified club fitters will get you into the clubs to fit your game. And we also fit you into great-looking apparel from brands like Puma, Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And the best part is it's all on sale, up to 50% off. Austed's huge apparel sale going on now online at austeds.com and at your local Austed store. Save up to 50%. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
5:54, welcome back to the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. 106.3 FM, 107.5 FM, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. There's a third member here as well. Producer Kyle, ready for another Midwest One Bank Big Board Update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa baseball team defeated the Iowa Valley League All-Stars last night 7-4 in an exhibition at Duane Banks Field. Kyle Crowell finished 2-for-3 with 3 RBI, and 4 Iowa pitchers combined to strike out 12 and hold the Iowa Valley Leaguers to just 4 hits. They're actually going to play another exhibition right there in Iowa City with Red Top Sports tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Cedar Rapids Colonels announced a couple departures today, the first being pitcher Griffin Jax. We spoke with Jax a few weeks ago about this move, which comes as no surprise because Jax has left to report for active duty in the Air Force. Another pitcher, right-hander Eduardo Del Rosario, was promoted to Fort Myers. The Colonels haven't yet announced any corresponding moves, so their current roster currently holds 23 players. They do still have a game to play tonight in Peoria with Tyler Beardsley taking on Fredaris Parra beginning at 7 o'clock. Today at the Iowa State Baseball Tournament at Principal Park, well, they've only got one of their games. They've only got one game. Reigning champion Cedar Rapids Prairie lost to Waukee 1-0, and Johnston and Linmar were scheduled to start at 1:30. Their start time is now supposed to be about 6:45 to 7 o'clock. Dowling and Mason City is postponed till tomorrow, and if all goes well, they're going to try to play Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Washington after Linmar. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have the Twins and the Dodgers on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, and that's going to start shortly after 9 o'clock.
So a 101-year-old woman, Julia Hurricane Hawkins, has established a new record for her age group in the 100-meter dash.
What is that age group? Just curious.
Well, it's women aged 100 and over.
Wow.
And this is pending verification, and given her age, hopefully they verify this sooner rather than later. The Baton Rouge native was at the USA Track and Field Outdoors Masters Championships this weekend, where she clocked a blazing speed of 40.12 seconds. Now, let it be known that that is actually 6 seconds faster than the current certified record holder. And again, hopefully, given her age, they can verify this sooner rather than later. And I know it says she's from Louisiana, but if she's ever in Bourbonnais, Illinois. Okay, no. I'm going to get a text from my buddy Rob. Hey, I heard you were talking about our funeral services on the air. Well, yes, I was. Hour number three, right around the corner. We can hold a wake for hour number two after this.
At Progressive, we think your floral boutique is the bee's knees. In fact, it's all the bee's knees and every hive of bees and all the trees from here to Belize. Please. Everyone agrees. You deserve the